This is Red FM's News Extra, Cork's brand new daily news podcast.
It's Wednesday lunchtime. I'm Jamie O'Hara with Red FM's daily news podcast. Taoiseach Micheál Martin is to offer a formal state apology to survivors and the families of those who died in mother and baby homes. It comes as the Children's Minister says religious orders have a moral obligation to contribute to any redress scheme. This is how we reported that story earlier today.
I loved every moment that we shared in the 9 months that I really and totally didn't have to share you with anybody. After you're born, I adored you. I just want to know that you're happy. I need you to tell me that, though. I love you, Niall. I always will, and I wish you well. I love you.
That's Terry Harrison's message to her son, Niall, who she's been searching for since she gave birth to him in a mother and baby home in 1973. Terry spent time in Besborough here in Cork before escaping the facility when she was heavily pregnant. She was found and forced back into St. Patrick's mother and baby home in Dublin, where she gave birth to Niall. She says she hopes a five-year investigation into mother and baby homes will be a turning point in Irish history. Our senior reporter, Fiona O'Donovan, has this special report for Red FM News.
I know my son's whereabouts is in Cork. And when I see the 021 number, I never give up hope. Never.
Terry Harrison says she never gave her baby away. He was taken from her. And even though after all these years she's found him, the opportunity to reconnect with him isn't there. But every time she sees an 021 number on her phone, she hopes it's the moment she's waited for almost 50 years. In 1973, Terry found herself in Besborough after falling pregnant while working in London at the age of 18. She did manage to escape to Dublin with the help of her son's father, who had been looking for her. But before he arrived, she was considering an escape route by swimming through a body of water she found at night at the back of the grotto in Besborough. She recently returned to Cork to visit that very spot, and the caretaker there told her she'd never have made it.
Oh no, he said, that's all closed off now because of the tunnel. And I said, what tunnel? They had built the Jack Lynch tunnel right on the path of where I was hoping to go. And it turns out that was the harbour. The greatest swimmer in the world wouldn't have survived. So somebody was minding me.
She says she hopes the publication of the investigation will allow some healing. But she says she still has questions she fears will never be answered.
Who gave anybody the right to lock me up against my will? Like, I'd love somebody to answer, but nobody will answer it.
Terry says so much was taken from her, but no one can take away her love for her son.
I am Niall John Kiernan's mother, and I will be his mother till the last breath is gone from my body, and I will never allow anybody to say anything different.
Fiona O'Donovan, Red FM News.
Staff shortages have led to frontline medical staff who are deemed close contacts to be called back to work. Here's how that story was covered earlier today.
Healthcare workers who are deemed close contacts of someone with COVID-19 are being asked to return to work if they have no symptoms. The HSE's chief operations officer has confirmed to RTE the decision was made due to staff shortages. 7,000 healthcare workers are off because they have COVID or are close contacts. 1,750 patients are in hospital with COVID and 158 are in ICU. But Trinity College Professor Tomás Ryan says the R number does seem to be decreasing.
Well, it looks like the R number may be starting to come down. It's not clear that the R number is below one yet, but it well could be. We're kind of half blind, of course, because we're not testing close contacts.
The five biggest stories in Cork today. This is Red FM's News Extra.
I'm Rory on Sports, and Manchester United are top of the Premier League table. The Red Devils had a 1-0 win over Burnley at Turf Moor, Paul Pogba's second-half volley securing the win. It means that United are now 3 points clear of Liverpool going into their game at Anfield on Sunday. And United boss Ole Gunnar Solskjaer says they'll be going into that game in good form.
We're ready for it. I think we couldn't ever ask for a better time to play them because we're in good shape, good form. Hungry, that's the big thing. These boys are hungry, they want to get better, and that's a test again, a test of character and test of quality.
There are two more games in the Premier League tonight as both Man City and Tottenham look to return to the top four. City entertain Brighton, that's at the Etihad Stadium, kicks off at 6. There's an 8:15 start at the new White Hart Lane for the hastily rearranged meeting of Spurs and Fulham. Alan Kelly has stepped down as Ireland's goalkeeping coach. The 52-year-old released a statement last night blaming the COVID-19 pandemic as his reason for stepping away. And in snooker, Mark Allen is in first-round action at the Masters this evening. The world number 10 takes on John Higgins at the Marshall Arena. Before that, Ronnie O'Sullivan takes on Ding Junhui.
Get Red FM's News Extra at redextra.ie and check out our other podcasts.
The county mayor, Mary Lynn Foley, was born in Besborough in 1966. Yesterday, and imagine right through the night, she's been going through the almost 3,000-page report and joins me by phone. Mary, good morning.
Good morning.
Are you really going through it all in detail?
I am, Neil, if I'm being honest, yeah. I was tuned into the webinar yesterday from 1:30 to 2:30, listening to the Taoiseach and to Minister O'Gorman as well. And last night, I suppose, I just took time out myself to go through mainly the Besborough side of it, Neil, because that would be the one, I suppose, that affects me and my personal story, because everybody's story is different in the sense that, you know, they all, mother's stories are different to children born there. But yeah, I'm going through it in detail as much as I can. And I did quite a bit of it last night till I said, leave it there now, you know, because some of it is horrific.
Okay, can you give us a sense of the scale of it, of the report on Besborough?
It starts out, I suppose, back in the 1920s. And it goes from year to year then into the 1930s, 1940s. And a kind of a broader scale of what was going on there, who visited, what food the children were given. It even goes down to scales of, you know, like Farley's Rusk's meals they had at this time when these people used to visit. So it's quite a comprehensive report in that sense. There's some of it in it, Neil, that's basically horrific. There's stuff in it now that is hard to take, you know.
Without a doubt, for sure. But at the same time, ever since lunchtime yesterday, words like whitewash have been used.
Yeah. I think, to be honest, and this is, look, and I need to say this, I suppose that it's Mary Lynn Foley here talking rather than the mayor of the county talking. I'm talking in my own personal situation. But I think an apology, and when I heard there was an apology coming from the Taoiseach, Micheál Martin, I've always been rare to think that apologies are a good thing. And if somebody says sorry, you accept them. And I do accept that. I know a lot of people out there and a lot of the mothers especially won't be able to accept that because they don't feel it's gone far enough. But in the sense that everything needs to come out now, Neil, and this needs to be dealt with. And maybe yesterday was a good thing in that it's now out there more than ever with the Irish people. And we can now see what did go on, recognise what went on and try and heal some bit of it.
Get the Red FM News Extra podcast wherever you get your podcast or on redextra.ie.